我们这一次在主面前一同所交通的题目就是做主的见证人。
This time when I'm sharing with you the theme to be the witness for our Lord.
我们说过，一个人要做主耶稣基督的见证人，至少有四个因素是我们必须知道的。
As mentioned that to be the witness, we have to have four elements that we need to know.
啊，我想为着有一些弟兄姊妹。这几天没有来参加前几堂聚会的，我们再把它打出来让大家看一下。
And for the sake of those who have not joined us in the past 2 days, we want to show you the summary here.
我们讲到一个人要为主耶稣基督做见证，这里有四个重要的因素。
We talk about the four elements for the testimony.
第一个呢，就是需要认识神和神永远的旨意。
And the first one is to have the knowledge of God and His will.
啊，第二个呢，就是我们需要能够进入那个经历。
And second, we have to enter into the experience.
啊，是借着圣灵引我们进入经历。
And through the Holy Spirit, we'll enter that experience.
第三个重要的点呢，就是我们需要分辨。
And the third point is we must have discernment.
啊，我们要懂得什么叫做神的圣别。
And we need to know what is God's holiness.
那第四个点呢，就是我们需要持守。
And the fourth point is we must hold fast to this.
今天早晨呢，我们是第四堂啊，所以我们要讲最后一个点，讲持守。
This morning is the fourth session, so we speak on the fourth point.
一个人要能持守主的见证。
A person who needs to hold fast to the testimony.
他必须要懂得如何经历十字架。
He must first know how to experience the cross.
因为只有主的十字架在我们身上能产生那个美好的性格。
And only through the cross, then we can build this character.
啊，因为你持守一件事情呢，跟你这个人的性格有关系。
Because to be able to hold fast to the truth must be related to your character.
而在圣经里面，我们看见这个性格呢，其实就是主耶稣基督的美德。
And we can see from the Bible the character of our Lord Jesus Christ is His virtue.
所以今天早晨我们要来讲到如何持守主的见证。
So today, this morning, we'll speak on how to hold fast to the testimony.
我想我们作为基督徒，我们必须领会一件事情。
As Christian, we must understand one thing.
今天教会那是处在仇敌四部的环境里面。
Today the church is living under the dominion of our enemy.
教会并没有在今天就已经进入了一种好像平安的环境。
The church has not entered into a peaceful environment.
所以我们在地上我们看见有属灵的征战，有许多的艰难。
So we can see the spiritual warfare in this earth.
因此呢，在这样的环境中间，我们要为主做见证。我们必须要懂得怎样来持守。
For that sake, as testimony, we must hold fast.
这是在为主做见证上面一个很重要的因素。
And this is a very important element.
这个持守呢，常常考验我们的信心，考验我们的忍耐。
And this holding fast will test our faith and test our perseverance.
如果我们缺少那一种的性格，弟兄姊妹们，我们就很难守住主所托付我们的。
If we are lack of that character, then we cannot hold fast to this testimony.
所以我们在这里从主的话语里面要来看我们如何来持守主的见证。
So through the word of God, we will see how we can hold fast to the testimony.
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来再读一些的圣经。
I will ask brother and sister to read together some passages.
我们先读帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And we'll first read from 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
2 Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，信上写的，都要坚守。
So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we pass on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
我们再看在启示录。
And then let's turn to Revelation.
启示录。
Revelation.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我想为着时间的缘故啊，我只选重要的经节读一下。
For the sake of time, I will only choose the important passages.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
这是写给别加摩教会。
And it's writing to the church of Patmos.
我知道你的居所，这是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时。你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in days of Antipas, and my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
这是写给推亚推拉教会。
And this is writing to the church of Thyatira.
但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。
Only hold on to what you have until I come.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节和十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
这是写给腓拉铁非教会。
This is writing to the church of Philadelphia.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trials that is going to come upon the whole earth to test those who live on this earth. I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown.
我们再看一下马太福音第十六章。
And then let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
二十四和二十五节。
Verse 24 and 25.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。凡为我上吊生命的，必得着生命。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for me will find it.
我们最后要读两处的旧约圣经。
And finally, we read two passages from the Old Testament.
我们先读出埃及记第二十五章。
We'll first read from Exodus chapter 25.
第一节到第九节。
Verse 1 to verse 9.
或许这一段啊，我只用中文读，好吧？为了节省时间啊，我只用中文读。请读英文的人，你看你自己的圣经跟着就可以。
We'll only read the Chinese portion if you can follow with the English.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。所要收的礼物就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料。红玛瑙与别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。我们再看二十六章。
And then read from chapter 26.
二十六章。二十六章第十五节到十七节。
Chapter 26, verse 15 to verse 17.
你要用皂荚木做帐幕的束板，每块要长十轴，宽一轴半，每块必有两榫相对。帐幕一切的板都要这样做。 然后我们再看最后看二十九到三十节。
And finally from verse 29 to verse 30.
啊，因为我为着时间的缘故，我们中间那个我就不读了。
For the time's sake, we'll skip the middle part.
板要用金子包裹，又要做板上的金环套栓，栓也要用金子包裹，要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
This will conclude our reading from the Bible.
我们从圣经里面可以很清楚看见，神创造人类，神也呼召人来做他的见证。
From the Bible, we can see clearly God had created man and then called them to be his witness.
在旧约时代中间，神是如何把他的见证托付下来，如何保守的呢？
How throughout the generation, how God had preserved the testimony.
神就是从天下的万民中间首先拣选以色列国。
And he chose the Israelite through all nations.
神拣选以色列最大的用意是要做他的见证。
The most important purpose that he chose the Israelites is for his witnesses sake.
所以在以赛亚书第43章44章里面都这样说到。
So in Isaiah chapter 43 and 44 it says,
他说他借着先知对以色列百姓说，你们就是我的见证。
He spoke to the people of Israel through the prophet that you are my witnesses.
当神得着以色列这个民族之后，
When God received his people, the Israelites,
啊，神带领他们出埃及，
God took them out through the
然后他们来到西乃山，
They came to Mount Sinai.
在那里神就开始把他的见证托付给这个民族。
At that place he will put out the testimony for this people.
他首先呢把律法赐给他们。
First he gave them the commandments.
他把十条诫命刻在两块石板上。
He gave them the ten commandments on the two stones.
我们知道这两块石板就被称作是见证的法板。
And we know that these two stones have become the law of the stone.
我们都知道这上面所写的十条诫命，
We know that on it were the Ten Commandments.
就是神的性情的一个描述。
It's a description of God's character.
就告诉我们说，告诉以色列百姓说，他们所信的神是怎样的一位神。
Telling the people of Israel the God that they believe in.
这个律法呢是写在外面的石板上。
So the law was written on the stone.
于是摩西把这两块石板带下山。
And then Moses took this two stone tablet.
然后呢就照着神说启示他的山上的样式建造会幕。
And then according to the pattern from the mountain, he built this tabernacle.
然后他就把这两块石板呢放在一个柜子的里面。
And he put these two tablets into an ark.
这个柜子呢被称作是约柜。
And we call this the ark.
我们知道约柜呢，就是大概像讲台这么大一个柜子。
This ark of covenant is about like the podium size.
那么两块石板呢就放在这个柜子里面。
So the two tablets was inside of the ark.
然后上面呢就建造了两个基路伯，金的基路伯。
And on top there was two cherubim.
我们从这个建筑里面，我们就很可以清楚的看见，这个基路伯是为了保护这两块法板。
So from this picture, we can see the two cherubims is protecting the two tablets.
然后呢，神就要求他们把这个约柜呢放在至圣所的里面。
And God asked them to put this Ark of Covenant in the Holy of the Holies.
那一个至圣所就是在会幕里面的最里层。
And this is the deepest part of the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从这一幅的图画里面可以很清楚的看见。
So we can see, brother and sister, from this picture.
神不仅是要把他的见证托付给以色列人。
Not only he wants to bring the witness to the Israelites.
神也在他的百姓中间如何来保存他自己的见证。
How the people can preserve the testimony.
我们晓得这在旧约里面这是个预表。
We know the Old Testament is a foreshadow.
到了新约时代。
But in the New Testament,
当我们进入这个实际的时候，
when we enter into the reality,
我们看见原则上没有改变。
There's no change in the principle.
弟兄姊妹们，神为着要托付他的见证，
God wants to give us this testimony.
第一件事情，神就拣选圣徒。
The first thing, he will choose the saints.
所以我们传福音，把许许多神的儿女们召回家。
We will share the gospel and call all these children of God.
今天我们每一个弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救的人都被是称为圣徒。
Today, every single Christian is called a saint.
保罗称我们为新约的真犹太人。
And Paul calls to be the real Jews in the New Testament.
我们乃是属天的以色列百姓。
We are the Israelites in heaven.
所以神要把他的见证托付下来，他首先要得着一般人。
So God wants to put out this testimony, and He must call His people first.
那么然后呢，神就把他的生命赐下来。
Then God gives His life.
在旧约时代中间是赐下两块法板。
In the Old Testament, it was given two tablets.
那是外面所写的律法。
And it's only the law on the outside.
现在呢，神把他的生命赐下来。
Now God gives His life.
我们可以说这个生命呢，乃是活的律法。
And the life is the living law.
是里面的律。
It's an internal law.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身。
And we know that the Son of God become flesh.
就把这个生命带到人的中间了。
And brought this life to mankind.
所以当主耶稣基督道成肉身的时候，
So when Jesus became flesh,
他就是那个活的约柜。
He is the living Ark of Covenant.
生命在他的里面。
Life is within him.
约翰福音第一章第四节就很清楚告诉我们说，生命在他里头。
In John 1st, it tells us very clearly the life is within him.
啊，如同什么呢？如同法版在约柜里面。
As the tablet is within the Ark of Covenant.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹们，神要把我们这些蒙恩得救的人，把它建立成为教会。
Then God wants to call us who are saved to become the church.
所以教会在希伯来书里面就被称作是真帐幕。
And so in Hebrew it said the church is the real tabernacle.
所以你可以看见，无论在旧约在新约，神的心意是一样的。
So regardless from the Old Testament or the New, God has the same heart.
神有一个非常荣耀的心意，他要把他自己的见证托付给他自己的百姓。
His glorious will is to give this testimony for his people.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
旧约会幕的建造，
the building of the tabernacle in the Old Testament,
是为了存放约柜。
It's for the sake of the Ark of Covenant.
约柜是为了保护两块法板。
And the Ark of Covenant is to protect the tablet.
到了新约时代中。
In the New Testament,
非常的清楚，神建造教会。
It's very clear that God built the church.
啊，是为着基督的见证。
It's for the testimony of Christ.
啊，什么是基督的见证呢？
What is the testimony of Christ?
就是神的生命。
It's the life of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在原则上面都是一样。
So brother and sister, the principle is the same.
所以在旧约时代中间，以色列的百姓，他们要围绕着会幕来居住。
So in the Old Testament, the people have to surround the tabernacle to live.
因为他们是被神所拣选，作为神见证的百姓。
Because they were chosen to be the peoples of God.
所以今天在新约时代中，所有的基督徒。
So in this New Testament, all Christians.
所有蒙恩得救的人。
All those who are saved.
我们被建立成为主的教会。
We will be built into the church.
我们也是为着主的见证。
Also for the testimony of our Lord.
所以这个我们蒙恩得救的每一个神的儿女。都必须要知道。
So every Christian must know this.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要如何来维系神的见证呢？
How do we preserve this testimony?
我们看从旧约圣经那个会幕的建造上面来看。
From the Old Testament, we can see from the tabernacle.
当神要建造这个会幕的时候，
When God built this tabernacle,
神对于建造会幕的材料，神有特别的一种要求。
And God have a serious requirement of the materials to use.
我们晓得那种的材料呢，都说明了一种的性格。
And each material will talk about certain character.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们作为基督徒，
as Christians,
我们不仅要追求明白神永远的旨意，
not only we need to understand the eternal will of God.
我们更重要的一件事情，
more importantly,
我们要追求呢。能有一种承受神荣耀旨意的性格。
We need to have a character that can receive the glorious will of God.
如果今天你光是明白神的旨意，
If you only understand the will of God,
你没有一种能够承受神荣耀旨意的性格。
If you don't have the character that can receive that,
你根本就守不住主的见证。
You cannot preserve that testimony.
那么弟兄姊妹们，什么样的性格能够守住主的见证呢？
So what kind of character is necessary?
我们从新约圣经里面很清楚地看见，只有基督的性格能够守住神的见证。
From the New Testament, we can see only the character of Christ can be used to preserve the testimony.
这就是为什么今天圣灵在我们身上做工，要把主的性格组织在我们的里面。
So why did the Holy Spirit work within us so that we can have this character of Christ?
Because
only through the character of Christ we can preserve the testimony. And the material used in the Old Testament is only a foreshadow. We can see a little bit here. Because at that time the tabernacle was built in the wilderness. And wilderness is a very difficult environment. You must resist the wind that's blowing at it. And the sand blowing at it.
旷野里面白天非常的炎热, 晚上非常的寒冷,
in the wilderness, it will be very hot in the day.
So they must be able to bear the heat of the day and the cold.
So must be able to stand the cold and the heat.
并且呢, 神所建造这个会幕呢, 它要能经得起时间的考验。
And the tabernacle must be preserving over time.
我们晓得从西乃山, 他们建造会幕一直到所罗门, 建造圣殿这个中间有几百年的时间。
We know from Mount Sinai where the tabernacle was built until Solomon's temple, there's hundreds of years.
所以因此呢, 这些建造的材料呢, 必须要是非常的坚固。
So the material must be very firm.
我想弟兄姊妹, 如果你到中国大陆去, 参观的时候,
if you go to mainland China, brothers and sisters,
你会发现有很多美丽的庭园呢, 通通毁坏, 因为什么呢? 它建造的材料耐不经不起时间的考验。
And we can see a lot of garden was broken up because they cannot stand the time over time.
因为今天呢, 神所要建造的会幕呢, 它必须有坚固的材料。
And today, we build this tabernacle, must have good materials.
它不仅那个样式非常的精美,
not only the shape is very pretty,
这个材料是更重要,
the materials are more important.
所以当初神吩咐摩西, 告诉以色列的百姓说, 你们要来献礼物。
So God told Moses to tell the people, you must come with sacrifice.
因为他们所献的那些礼物就是后来会幕的所有的材料。
And the gift they give was later on used as materials for the tabernacle. So what kind of gift are they to bring?
弟兄姊妹们, 第一个, 他们要献出把金子献给神。
First, they need to give the gold.
圣经告诉我们, 这个金子呢,是预表神性。
And the Bible tells the gold represents the character of God.
在教会的里面也是一样, 只有神的性情是存到永远。
And similarly in the church, only the character of God will be eternal.
然后把银子, 奉献出来,
and then silver.
这个银子呢, 是预表的赎价,
and the silver represents,
讲到主耶稣基督的救恩说的,
about the redemption.
然后把铜奉献出来,
and then the bronze.
这个铜呢, 代表着审判,
and the bronze represents the judgment.
然后呢, 他们把各式各样颜色的线, 把它这个奉献出来,
and the different kind of color of the string.
蓝颜色代表属天的,
the blue represents the heaven.
紫颜色代表尊贵,
purple represents the majesty.
朱红色线代表主的宝血,
and scarlet represents the blood.
这个麻呢代表韧性,
and then the the linen, the fine linen,
代表一种的韧性,
to represent the flexibility.
这个羊毛呢, 代表受苦,
and then the goat hair to represent suffering.
因为我们的主啊, 曾经在剪毛人的手下, 默默无声的, 这羊毛代表他的受苦。
Because our Lord Jesus, when he was brought to the shedder, and he was without voice.
这个羊的皮呢, 代表他的受死。
The skin of the goat represents his death.
还有这个海狗皮呢, 预表什么呢?
And then the skin of the sea cows.
他们讲这个海狗啊, 是一种生命力非常这个强劲的一种动物。
And it's a kind of animal which is very strong.
所以代表着一种生命力。
And to represent the strength of life.
然后呢, 还有皂荚木。
And then also there's Acadia wood.
皂荚木呢, 代表着坚固。
And it represents very strong wood.
所以你看当初这个会幕要建造的时候呢, 神对于那个材料呢, 建造的材料来讲, 神有非常的一种的讲究。
So at that time, God was very precise about the materials being used.
你不可以把随便什么东西拿来建造会幕。
You cannot just take any material to build the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一些的材料呢，都说明了一种的性格。
And this material talk about the character.
教会是因着这样一种的性格被建立起来的。
And the church was also built with this kind of character.
会幕是因着这样一种的材料被建立起来的。
Similarly, the tabernacle was filled with this kind of materials.
所以40年在旷野的里面,
so after 40 years in the wilderness,
我们看见那个会幕经过各样的风霜雨雪,
see that the tabernacle had gone through all the storms and thunder.
它都能够耐得起这个环境上的考验,
and it can stand the attack of this environment.
尤其啊,在这个会幕里面,
especially in this tabernacle,
有48块的树板。
There's a 48 wood board.
那个48块的树板很重要。
And this 48 boards is also very important.
因为什么呢？因为有这48块的树板，所以可以把整个会幕把它撑起来。
Because of these boards, it can hold up the whole tabernacle.
能够叫整个会幕变成一个立体状态。
So that it can stand up strong.
这48块树板，你仔细把它读一下。
If you read about this 48 boards,
觉得你会觉得很有意思，好像是48个人站在那里一样。
It almost seems like that 48 persons are standing there.
那弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters,
今天呢，在教会中啊
，today in the church,
不仅各种的建造的这个性格都需要
，not only we need all kind of characters,
更需要有一些人像树板一样。他们能够把整个教会的建制撑起来。
We also need like those boards, people who can stand and hold up the.
那这四十八块树板是用什么木头造的呢
？So what kind of material is used to build this 48 boards?
它是用皂荚木造的。
It's used acacia wood.
这个皂荚木是在巴勒斯坦他们这个旷野里面的一种很平常的一种木头。
And it's a very normal kind of wood you can find in Palestine.
但是呢，这种木头啊，你要找到很大的很困难。
But if you want to find a big piece of wood like that, it's very difficult.
我去过以色列地，我看见过这个皂荚木。
And when I went to Israel, I have seen this kind of wood.
大部分我们看见的都是它都是它不是一大群在一起，它是单独啊散在这个旷野里面。
It's usually it's not grouped together. It's just like all separated throughout the desert.
多半的皂荚木呢都是弯弯曲曲的。
Most of this acacia wood is like all crooked.
这是因为旷野的环境所造成的。
Because the environment of the desert has
因为常常有风沙。
Because there's the wind.
所以它要长得很直，很不容易。
It's very hard to grow straight.
那并且呢，那个木头呢，大部分呢只有这么大。不是很粗的。
Usually this wood is not very big, it's just about this size.
但是这种的木头啊，质量非常的坚硬。
But this kind of wood is very, very strong.
为什么会非常坚硬呢
？Why is it very strong?
因为它要适合这种旷野的这种的环境。
Because it needs to withstand the environment of the desert.
所以它的这个木头的质地也变得非常的紧密。
So it becomes very dense.
因为它能够把仅有一点点的水分呢，能够把它保全在里面。
And only preserve very little water inside of it.
因为太阳很大。
Because the sun is very strong.
这个蒸发很厉害。
And it will evaporate fast.
夜晚很冷。
And very cold at night.
这个水分很容易失去。
And you can lose those vapor.
所以因此这种木头它的质地也非常的硬。
So it's very strong the material.
我们在那里的时候啊，我们拿到那个木头，小小的一块啊，像铁块一样的重。
So when we take a little piece, it's almost like an iron.
那个像石头一样。
It's just like a stone.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当初神就要用这个皂荚木来做这个圣殿，不做会幕里面的树板。
So God wanted to use the acacia wood to build those boards in the tabernacle.
但那个树板呢，到底有多大呢
？So how big is these boards?
他说宽是一轴半。
And it's about 1.5 cubits.
然后呢，长的、高的是十轴。
And it's about 10 cubit high.
那你就知道了，要找到这样的皂荚木，那是非常非常的珍贵，非常不容易的。
So it's very difficult to find this kind of wood with that size.
因为你大多数看见的皂荚木都是大概这么粗。
Because mostly you will find only about this big.
那么一轴半的至少有这么宽呢。
And then 1.5 cubits
above this.
So it's very hard to find that size.
并且要找得很直,
you have to find a very straight one about 10 cubits high.
这48块的竖板,
so this 48 boards
就代表着教会中间那些贵重的器,
the noble instrument of the church.
所以保罗对提摩太西, 提摩太书信所告诉他们说, 在大户的人家有金器银器, 有木器瓦器,
so Paul wrote Timothy and said, in the family there's a noble instrument and there's a lowly instrument.
人若脱离卑贱的事,
if you can put aside all these humble things, then you can become noble.
所以这48块的竖板呢,
so this 48 board has held up the whole
tabernacle.
We know the tabernacle's weight is very heavy.
上面有三层的罩棚, 那是很重的。
There are three levels there, so it's very heavy.
上面还挂着幔子。
And there's the veil also.
你看在旷野里面呢, 有的时候这个大风, 狂风刮来的时候呢, 他们要把这个整个会幕把它撑住啊。
So when the windstorm comes, this must hold up the
church. 所以这代表着教会中间有一般好性格的人。
So that represents in the church must have these people with
good character.
It can resist the environment change. It can withstand the attack of the enemy. And withstand all kinds of changes.
弟兄姊妹们,今天呢,
brothers and sisters, today, the weak character that we have,
经一点点的难处我们就倒下去,
and we'll fall down when some difficulty comes. So Peter said that we become a living stone that we are built.
所以有人告诉我们说,
and we can see that brothers and sisters, they be all living stones, they can run away. So it's very difficult to build up the church.
弟兄姊妹们,
we need to become those boards.
那这个竖板呢, 它的, 它里面还有一些的, 结构啊,
and this board had some material that will represent the principle.
它很奇妙,它告诉我们这个竖板是宽是
it said the board is about 1.5 cubit wide.
什么叫做一轴半呢?
So what is 1.5 cubit wide?
一轴半就是一个不完全的数字。
It's not a perfect number.
两块板一加起来呢,这是三轴,就是个完整的数字。
When you add two together, it becomes three, and that's a perfect number.
这就告诉我们说,你不仅你自己拥有一种的个性,你很刚强,你很能站立。
Saying that not only we individually have that character,
你还要需要跟你的弟兄啊, 能够连在一起。
You need to be connected with your brothers.
因为教会的生活不是个人的生活。
Because a church life is not individual life.
神在教会里面是要得着一些大财。
Yes, God wants some good people out of the church.
但是神希望他们呢, 能够什么, 相互之间呢, 能够配搭的。
But God also wants those talented people to be able to work together.
所以这48块竖板呢, 他们连在一起。
So this 48 boards, they are connected together.
弟兄姊妹们, 他们还有这个竖板呢,整个要包金。
And then the board must be cloaked with the gold.
好像里面是木头,外面是金。
Seems like there's wood inside, but then on the outside is gold.
就好像今天我们里面是人的性情,但是外面呢,却又是什么呢?却是神的表现。
Just like we have an individual human character, but on the outside we have a revelation of God.
也许这样讲,弟兄姊妹就想说,哎呀,我们恐怕这一辈子大概也做不了竖板。
So, brother and sister, you may say that we will never be able to become a board.
大概只有像保罗了,约翰了,使徒们了,他们这些大才,
maybe only Paul and John and some of these apostles.
但是弟兄姊妹,你不要忘记, 这个皂荚木呢,是以色列地最普通的木头。
But don't forget that the acacia wood is the most common wood in Israel.
那就说明神的心意, 神用最普通的人,
that the heart of God is want the normal people to be his witness. Every single Christian can be his witness.
你不需要说是什么属灵大汉的,做什么伟人的,
you don't need to be a spiritual giant.
弟兄姊妹们,
so God wants to choose us normal people to be his testimony.
当然,
And God wants to work in us.
所以有很多基督徒常常讲说，为什么信了主之后这么多苦难，这么多艰难呢？
So some Christians will say, how come we have so many difficulties once we become a Christian?
现在你明白，神要叫你成为皂荚木。
Now you need to understand God wants you to be the acacia wood.
所以在你的生活中间常常有很多的风波。
So there's a lot of difficulties in your life.
有的时候有沙石。
And sometimes the sandstone will come.
有时候有压力。
And sometimes you have pressure.
有的时候经过像炎热的地方。
And sometimes you go through the heat.
有时候又经过很冷酷的这种环境。
And sometimes you go through the cold.
弟兄姊妹们, 神兴起这一切所有的环境，就是为要把我们怎么样？ 我们的性格呢，把它建立起来。
And God wants to raise all these environments so that our character can be built.
就好像神在旷野里面呢，培植那些皂荚木一样。
And just like God built this acacia wood in the wilderness.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
当神在他的百姓中,
so God within his people,
能够得着一般人像这个树板一样,
that he can have some people like those boards.
我们看见, 这个整个会幕啊, 其实会幕也被称作是见证的帐幕, 整个帐幕就变成什么? 变成一个立体状。
We can see that this tabernacle is also a testimony and become a solid shape.
所以当这些木头被建立竖起来的时候,
so when these boards are built up,
祭司们就可以在里面了, 进出可以来服侍。
And the priest can come in and out to serve God.
所以在教会里面呢,
so in the church,
这一种的性格是最宝贵的。
This kind of character is the most
precious. 那我们知道他们不仅呢, 有彼此相连, 不仅是包金的。
Not only that they are connected, they are wrapped with gold.
这个板呢, 它的这个, 构造呢, 很像人, 有两条腿的。
And this board is almost like human being, there's two legs.
这两条腿站在哪里呢?
And where are these two legs?
站在两个银座上面。
And through on top of two silver
弟兄姊妹们, 那个银座我们刚刚讲的是银子代表救赎。
And earlier we talked about the silver represent the redemption.
所以他们两个脚呢, 就站在主的救恩里面。
So the two legs were standing on the grace of God.
这句话什么意思呢?
So what does that mean?
就是不管你在主的手中多么的尊贵, 多么的有用,
so regardless how useful you are before God,
你永远不能忘记,
you cannot forget.
你只不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。
You are only a sinner who've been saved by grace.
所以我最喜欢我们诗歌本里面的这个220首那首诗歌啊。
So I like the song at hymn 220 very much.
我是个罪人蒙主恩。
I am sinner saved by grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们永远不能忘记我是个罪人蒙主恩。
So brothers and sisters, we can never forget we only sinners saved by grace.
因为我们在教会里面看见很多有恩赐的弟兄们呢。
We saw a lot of very talented Christians in the church.
或者一些有恩赐的姊妹们呢,
and our sisters.
当他们开始恩赐慢慢越来越大被主用的时候呢,
when their spiritual gifts are expounded and used by God,
他就忘记了自己是一个只不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And they forgot they're only sinners saved by grace.
我们在主的跟前实在算不得什么。
We are not worthy before our Lord.
无论我们属灵的光景到什么样一种高的程度,
regardless how our spiritual condition has become,
我们也只不过是一个罪人蒙主恩。
We are only sinners saved by grace.
是主的恩典, 主的救恩托住我们的。
And as we are held up by the grace of God.
所以你看见呢, 在这里, 这48块的竖板呢, 有很多属灵的意义在里面。
So these 48 boards have many spiritual meaning behind it.
那弟兄姊妹们, 这里就更说明一件事情, 就是神在教会中要得着有这样性格的人。
That the, in the church, we must have people with this kind of character.
我们知道主耶稣的门徒啊,
we know the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
在四福音书里面跟随主的时候, 圣经有描述他们不同的性格，对吧?
When they follow our Lord Jesus, and the Bible has talked about their characters.
那个时候他们跟随主的时候，他们的那个光景呢，是主不能使用的。
At that time, God cannot use them as it is.
你看那个彼得哈。
Look at Peter.
圣经新约圣经描述他最多。
And the New Testament has described him the most.
除了主耶稣之外，恐怕彼得的故事是写的最多的。
Maybe apart from Jesus, he had the most story recorded.
是一个很性格冲动的人呢。
And he's very straightforward person.
是一个 emotional 的人。
He's very emotional.
他呢, 是很勇敢, 但是呢, 非常的冲动。
Yes, he's very brave, but then he's very emotional.
像最后主耶稣到克西马林园里面时候,
so at the end that when Jesus went to Gethsemane,
他的确相当勇敢啊,
he was very brave.
他看着犹大带着那些罗马的兵丁来抓主了。
He saw all these Roman soldiers try to get Jesus.
他就拔出刀来啊,
so he took out his knife, sword.
一刀的就把那个马勒古的耳朵给削下来了,
and then he cut off the ear of one of the servants.
他想这下一定要得主的称赞。
He wanted to get the praise from the Lord.
主说什么? 主说收刀入鞘吧, 动刀的必死在刀下。
But our Lord Jesus said, put away your sword. If you use the sword, you die by the
我们慈爱的主啊,
sword.
还要帮他收拾他的那个所闯的祸。
And then our Lord Jesus had to finish healing.
所以主耶稣又把那个马勒古的耳朵捡起来, 又给他安上去,
so our Lord Jesus took the ears and then put it back.
啊, 这个彼得性格是很冲动的。
So Peter was very emotional.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 如果像这样的性格在教会中来服侍, 你看看, 那很危险哦。
This kind of character is very dangerous when
那你会看见保罗所, 彼得所服侍那个教会啊, 很多人耳朵都没有了。
You know, a lot of people will lose their ears in his church.
你不听话,
if you don't listen, then we'll cut off your ears.
这很冲动的,
very emotional.
这个约翰呢, 我们说约翰是爱的使徒,
and we said John is the disciple that
Jesus loved.
But when they passed through the city of Samaria,
他跟两个雅各人,
and they were very angry along with James.
神的儿子耶稣基督在这,
and they are not receiving the Son of God.
他们两个就对主说, 主啊, 你要不要我们呢, 像以利亚一样, 吩咐火从天上下来烧灭他们。
And he asked, should we like Elijah just call down the fire to burn the city?
啊, 主说, 你们的灵如何, 你们不并不晓得。
He said, you don't know about your spirit.
哦, 弟兄姊妹们, 在侍奉啊, 服侍教会的事上, 有很多的时候真的会把你激怒的。
And sometimes we are really angry in our ministry.
这一怒起来说, 你真是巴不得主啊, 降火吧。
And sometimes we become angry, we want to call down the fire.
我看见好多传道人服侍服侍的没有耐心啊。 那幸好主不听他们祷告。
And saw a lot of preachers and become impatient. We're glad that God did not listen to them.
他们为着别人软弱, 为着别人的需要祷告, 主听, 但是为这个祷告, 主从来不听。
That God listened to them when they prayed for the weak, but for this prayer, God would not listen.
如果主听他们这些人的祷告的话呢, 那地上基督徒不知道被烧死多少人。
If God listened to their prayer, there will be a lot of people burned to death.
你看这种的性格怎么能服侍呢?
So how can you serve with this kind of character?
但是感谢神,
but thank the Lord.
我们的主拣选这些加利利海边这些渔夫,
God had chosen this fisherman from Galilee.
非常平凡的人,
very normal people.
神就在他们身上做工,
God worked in their lives.
等到过了五旬节以后,
and after the Pentecost,
啊, 有一天保罗写书信的时候,
when Paul wrote down the epistle,
这个彼得雅各约翰, 教会的什么? 柱石。
And he said that Peter, John, and James, he's the, they are the pillar for the church.
啊,
and very strong.
你看, 他们呢,可以把整个这个房屋撑起来, 柱石,
they can hold up the whole house.
现在他们拥有一种的性格,
they have, now they have some character.
非常的坚定, 非常的稳固,
very strong and firm.
再也不像以往那么冲动,
not like before as
emotional,
not easily anger like before.
啊, 我记得有一个很爱主的一个侍奉主的弟兄嘛, 常常跟我这样讲,
I remember there's a brother who loved the Lord a lot.
因为呢, 他跟别人呢, 稍微谈一点话, 这个谈得一点点不顺, 他马上就脸红脖子粗了,
when he just discussed with people not according to his, then he will become all red.
所以有时候我也劝他, 我说啊, 你不要那么冲动嘛。
And so sometimes I will encourage him not to be so emotional.
哎呀, 他说我控制不了自己。
He said, I cannot control myself.
他说我也恨我自己, 跟他们一讲话, 没讲几句话, 我就脸红脖子粗了。
I hate myself too, then when I, after I start talking, I become very red.
所以他常常到主面前祷告的时候呢, 你看他这是一个爱主的人啊。
So when he comes to God and he prays, he really loves the Lord.
他跪在主面前就打自己耳光的。
He kneeled down and then just slapped himself.
打你这个坏东西。
And he said, just slap himself this paper.
用手这么扭这个脸的。
And sometimes we'll just just do something. 你为什么这么容易发脾气? How can you become angry so easily?
因为姊妹这是爱主的人啊,
and this is the one who loved the Lord.
是渴望能够被主用的,
and he wants to be used by the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 感谢我们的主,
and brother and sister, we need to thank
the Lord. 他能够把彼得, 雅各, 约翰, 从那么样一种败坏的谦逊变成什么柱石。
He can change the character of Peter, James, and John into the pillar.
所以今天呢，主也能把你我这些人改变。
And God can change you and I today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 当神的工作临到我们身上的时候，
When the work of God come upon us,
主在我们里面有一种的改变，
We will have a change.
就能叫我们脱离我们旧有败坏的天性，
That we can put aside the old self that we have.
圣灵就把基督的性格
And God will give us the character of God.
我们知道主是怎么样把这样的性格组织在我们身上的呢？
So how can God build this character into our lives?
那是圣灵借着十字架的工作做工在我们身上。
It's by the Holy Spirit through the work of cross.
难怪主耶稣对门徒们说啊，
And that's why our Lord said,
若有人要跟从我，
Those who want to come after
就当舍起背起他的十字架来跟从我，
must deny himself to carry his cross to follow.
我们为什么要背起十字架跟从主呢？
Why do we need to carry our cross to follow?
很多基督徒读这个话就领悟说是为主受苦。
And many Christians were suffering for Christ's sake.
主啊，现在我要为你受苦了。
He said, Lord, I need to suffer for you now.
我要背十字架。
I need to carry my cross.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 神没有叫我们受苦的意念。
And God did not put the will to suffer.
为什么要背十字架呢？
Why do we need to carry the cross?
因为圣灵要借着十字架改变你的性格。
Because God wants to change our character through the cross.
要把基督的性格代替你的性格。
To replace our character with Christ's character.
所以十字架最大的工作就是改变我们这个人。
So the greatest work of the cross is to change us.
让我们不像基督的， 现在慢慢的怎么就开始像基督了。
Even though we're not like Jesus, and slowly we can become like him.
所以我们要珍惜今天的圣灵在环境中间所量给我们的每一个学功课的环境。
So we need to treasure every environment that keep us learning.
因为只有你愿意背起十字架的人， 你才肯学这个功课。
It's only those who are willing to carry the cross will be willing to learn the lesson.
在马太福音第16章这里的话很重要啊。
In Matthew chapter 26, it's very important.
他说呢，这个背十字架的功课，第一方面就是要舍己。
And he said the lesson to learn is to deny himself.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们有许多时候被主的爱感动的时候，我们也会舍，对不对？
And sometimes we will be willing to deny when we are moved by the love.
我们说主啊，我把我自己交给你了。
And we said, Lord, we will just put ourselves.
主啊，我从今天开始起，愿意顺服你，听你的话。
So from this day on, I'm willing to listen to you.
无论什么样的苦难领导我，
regardless of what kind of suffering comes.
无论什么难处领导我，
regardless of the difficulty.
我都愿意忠心跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you.
啊，我们生活中间的有很多的这些嗜好啊，什么东西，也为主愿意通通舍掉。
And all these hobbies we have, we are willing to put that aside.
但是我们要记得下面25节那里有一句话很重要。
But we need to remember in verse 25, it's very important there.
他说因为凡要救自己的生命的人必丧掉生命。
Said, for those who want to save his life will lose his life.
我们呢不是不愿意舍。
Not that we are not willing to lose the life.
有的时候我们舍了。
And sometimes we will deny it.
但是我们天然人有个麻烦怎么样呢？ 我们慢慢又把它救回来了。
And our natural being have that problem that we will try to save that life.
你看是不是这样？
Isn't that like that?
啊，有的时候我们说主啊，这个都给你了。
And sometimes we say, Lord, we give you all.
后来想想又不甘心。
And later on, we're not willing.
所以又想办法了，一点点的把它救回来。
And we want to like pull a little bit back.
所以这就是我们今天在跟随十字架、跟随学十字架功课上面的一个大难处。
So there's a very great difficulty we have in following Christ.
所以你要让圣灵把基督的性格组织在你身上的话呢？
If you want the Christ character to build, be built in you.
你要学习不救。
And you need to learn not to say that.
所以有的时候啊，那个里面忍不住了，一想要弄，要就说不救。
And sometimes we really want to, but then we have to say to ourselves, we're not going to say that.
所以你看见有好多弟兄姊妹们，他们奉献给主，哎呀，被主激，那个火热的时候，什么都给主啊。
So you can see some Christians, they become very devoted and then give up everything to
our Lord. 为什么到最后奉献不成功呢？
And why in the end they will not succeed? Because in quietly, secretly, he's just saved back.
所以你要记得在这里主告诉我们的话说哈。
So here we need to remember the word of the Lord.
如果你这样救一救的话呢,
if you save that life,
啊, 结果你怎么样,
then you will lose your life.
啊, 我们知道主的生命就是主的性情和他的性格。
We know the life of our Lord is his character.
啊, 凡为我上吊生命的就必得着生命。
And but for those who lose his life for his sake, then he will receive it.
在我们的生活中, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们愿意, 甘心情愿的, 把他这个舍弃。
That if we are willingly to give away our life,
啊, 特别这里生命, 我们都知道, 那指着我们的天然生命, 魂生命说的,
and it's pointing to our natural life here.
啊, 我们天然生命里面充满着各式各样不同的爱好,
and we have so much, so many things we love in our natural life.
这个在基督徒生活中间啊, 这是很重要的一件事情,
and this is very important in the, our Christian life.
啊, 于是有个弟兄打电话给我,
one time a brother called me.
因为他呢, 除了礼拜天来聚会, 他平常聚会也不来,
and he only comes on Sunday.
所以有一次啊, 他心里面就不安,
so one time he doesn't feel good about it.
他打电话给我, 他说, 弟兄啊, 最近主感动我,
he said, lately God been speaking to me.
要我, 礼拜五啊, 要来参加读经,
and I need to join you guys on Friday to study the Bible too.
哎呀, 我一听心里面很高兴啊,
when I heard it, I was very happy.
因为我平常劝, 劝了半天他也不肯来嘛,
and because before I encouraged him to come, but he wouldn't.
居然主对他说话了, 那他要来了,
and now the Lord speaking to him, he will come.
结果来了没有呢?
Did he come?
还是没来,
he didn't.
那我就知道他又自己把他救回去了,
and I know that he has saved his life again.
他没有完全死,
and he didn't really all lose it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 在学十字架的功课上面,
so in learning the lesson of the cross,
我们要学习啊, 有一点绝对的态度,
we need to learn to be absolute.
啊, 我们愿意站在主的这一面,
we are willing to stand on the side of the Lord.
啊, 今天我发觉在, 特别在青年弟兄姊妹中间, 啊,
today we know that especially on the young people,
有奉献心智跟随主的人并不太多,
those, there's very few who are willing to dedicate their life to give it to the Lord.
很多时候属灵的事情变得不实际, 就是因为在奉献的点上不够真实。
Many times the spiritual thing not become practical is because our dedication is not
real. 有一个姊妹告诉我, 她说, 你看我蒙恩这么多年, 什么样的属灵道理我都知道。
The sister tell me, I've been saved for so many years, I know all the truth.
为什么在我的生活中都不实际呢?
How come it's not practical in my life?
啊, 后来呢, 我把她的情况看一看,
later on, I look at her situation,
我就告诉她说,
and I told her,
我的姊妹啊,
sister,
你没有好好把自己奉献给主,
you have not dedicated yourself truly to God.
所以我们要晓得一个基督徒, 一蒙恩得救, 弟兄姊妹们, 你立刻要把自己奉献给主。
So when you are saved, you need to dedicate yourself to God immediately.
啊, 基督徒的经历, 第一个得救, 第二个就是奉献。
The first experience is salvation. The second should be the dedication.
要像保罗所讲的, 把自己的身体当作活祭奉献给主。
Like Paul said, we need to dedicate our body like a living sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹, 这样下面圣灵才能在你身上做真实的工。
Then the Holy Spirit can work truly in your life.
这样你在基督徒的生活里面, 你才感觉到那个主话语的真实。
Then you can feel the reality of the truth in your life.
慢慢的在主的手中能成为一个有用的一个基督徒。
Then you can become a useful Christian in the Lord.
这样主的见证才能托付在你身上。
And the testimony can be put onto you.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们, 我们要把自己呢, 交在主的手中。
So we need to give ourselves to the Lord.
圣灵就借着十字架对付我们天然败坏的这个天性。
And then through the cross, then the Holy Spirit can work on our character.
然后呢, 他就能解除我们跟这个世界之间的这种的关联。
And he can then put away the relationship we have with the world.
我们晓得我们基督徒啊, 在地上啊, 生活, 我们有, 三个大的仇敌啊。
We know that in our Christian life, there are three enemies on this earth.
啊, 我们晓得第一个仇敌当然是魔鬼了。
First, of course, is Satan.
啊, 第二个就是我们天然的肉体。
And second is our natural flesh.
第三个就是今天的世界。
And the third is the world.
为什么我们做基督徒做不好呢? 因为这个世界对我们的引诱太大了。
Why cannot we cannot be a good Christian? Because there's too much temptation
in the world. Oh,
and they have so much attraction in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers,
只有那些真正背起十字架跟从主的人,
Only those who will carry the cross.
他们肯舍,
and they are willing to lose it.
又不救,
but then not save it.
这样的基督徒呢, 他们在主的跟前, 他们才能够活出主所要他们活的光景啊。
Then they can live the life that our Lord want them to.
我实在发现这个世界真的是一个是仇敌很厉害的一个权势。
I see that this world is really a big dominion from the enemies.
特别我们中间很多青年的弟兄姊妹。
Especially you young people among us.
所以有的人呢，比方说这个，很喜欢读小说啊。
And some may like to read fiction a lot.
主他这种感动我了。And
God have moved me.
好了，我们就把这个小说把它拿掉了。And
we put away these fictions.
有的时候啊，并不是把它丢掉。And
but we didn't really throw it away.
把它用报纸包起来，放在柜子里。
And we just wrap it up and put it underneath the shelf.
其实那个柜子呢，就是个后门。
And it's really a back door.
这一段时间还不错，一个月两个月，哎呀，活在主面前呢，这个没有看小说。
And this condition was very good this month. I didn't read any fiction.
两个月之后呢？
After 2 months.
这个肉体又开始回来了。
The natural self had come back.
心里面蹦蹦跳。
And it's pounding in my heart.
开头的时候，也许把那个柜子打开看一看。
And in the beginning, probably just open up the shelf and just take a look.
看看，哎，不要看，不要看。
And then you close the back. No, I'm not going to read it.
这么多开几次啊？
After a few times.
就想看一下也不要紧了。
It should be okay just to read one.
所以呢，慢慢又拿出来了。
So you kind of take it back.
所以呢，又把它救回来了。
And then you save it.
结果你的功课就没学到啊。
So you didn't really learn your lesson.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要小看这个世界。
So do not look down on this world.
仇敌啊，比我们聪明。
The enemy is very clever.
他用各式各样的方式在这里引诱试探我们。
Used all kind of methods to try to tempt us.
所以要借着圣灵致死我们肉体的行为。
So we need to put ourselves to death by the Holy Spirit.
我们就解除了这个世界跟我们之间的关系。
Then we can be separate the relationship we have with the world.
然后圣灵就一点一点的在我们身上呢，把基督的性格呢，就组织在我们的身上。
And slowly the Holy Spirit can build the character within us.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在新约圣经里面，
we know in the New Testament
所讲到的这个每一个德性，
every virtue that we have，
那都不是指的人天然的那种道德。
It's not the natural human character.
所以你读到那里的时候呢，弟兄姊妹们，你要很有一个印象，有一个观念，这些都是指着主的性格说的。You
have to remember those are pointing to the character of our Lord.
我们今天基督徒有个难处，天然的性格跟这个属灵的改变过的性格呢，混淆不清，搞不大清楚的。
But sometimes we have difficulty, we kind of mix up the natural virtue and the character of Christ.
比方说有的基督徒啊，天生出来就很温柔的。
So some Christians, they were born pretty gentle person.
好像他们呢比较上算，到了教会里面他不大需要学功课，他就很温柔。
And since like they don't need to learn a lot of lessons, they are very gentle.
像我们这个性格有时候比较刚硬的人呢，学了半天还不大容易温柔啊。
But some of us are pretty stubborn.
他不要学就很温柔。
It's hard to learn that.
所以教会大家都很称赞他，说：“哎呀，你看他多温柔啊！”
So we will praise that person.
但是其实那个是天然生命的温柔。
But that's only in the natural life.
这个天然生命的温柔呢，弟兄姊妹们是有个限度的。
The natural gentleness only that will it will be limited.
主的温柔是没有限度的。
But the gentleness of our Lord is unlimited.
比方说有的人的温柔这么多啊。
For example, some person has so much gentleness.
你现在碰到他的时候呢，你这个难处碰到这里都没问题，都是很温柔的。
So when you come to about this, and he can still be gentle.
再往下升起还没问题。
And when you go down deeper, he still be gentle.
等到碰到他底的时候，他就反弹出来了。
When he gets to the bottom, then he will.
你这发现这温柔的人原来也有不温柔的地方。
So you find out this gentle person has his.
但是你碰见主耶稣的温柔呢，这个属灵生命的温柔呢，是没有底线的。
But our Lord's gentleness, the spiritual gentleness, there's no limit.
所以这个经过十字架改变过的性格呢，跟原来的性格之间呢，有一个差距的。
So the life that's been through the Holy Spirit, there's a difference between the two.
但是我们今天大多数神的儿女们都不太会分辨这个。
But most Christians, children of God, cannot discern.
所以我看在各地的教会里面，他们都说这个人谦卑，那个人温柔。我看大部分都是天然的。
And some in church it would say these people are very gentle and they are very good, but I think it's only limited.
我给你们讲一件很有趣的事情, 我们那里有个姊妹,
and one story I can tell you that there's a sister.
有一天我打电话给她,
one day I call her.
她拿起电话来就说, Hello?
And so she took the phone and said, Hello?
哎呦, 我觉得今天这个声音有点不大对。
I said, there's a strange response today.
我说, 姊妹,你生病了吗?
Said, sister, are you sick?
他说没有啊,
said, no.
但是为什么今天你这个 hello 这个声音这个样子呢?
I mean, how come your voice of hello is like that today?
他说我们不是要学温柔吗?
Said, don't we need to learn to be gentle?
这个学温柔啊, 不是说你把声音弄低一点啊,这么弯转一点了,就是温柔了。
To learn gentleness, not to lower your voice and make it smoother.
就像我们从前讲,很多弟兄们呢,这个走路的时候不敢挺胸昂首,要驼着背这样。
And some we talk of brothers that we, when we walk, we don't want to stand firm, but we kind of like
这样人家看,哎呦, 这个弟兄好谦卑啊。
And you say, this brother is really humble.
有姊妹们, 我们知道, 这个不是真正的谦卑,
we know that this is not true humility.
真的是需要圣灵借着十字架, 把基督的生命组织在我们的里面。
Only by the Holy Spirit through the cross, then that character can be built in.
所以当你读到圣经中间的温柔、谦卑、忍耐, 这些时候呢, 你必须要一个领会,这是基督的性格, 不是天然的这个道德。
So when we read about gentleness, humility, we need to remember this is not talking about a human gentleness, but rather the character
of God.
No wonder there's a famous preacher at the end of his life said this is almost like what was taught in Chinese tradition.
He
said this virtue is almost like what Confucius was talking about.
弟兄姊妹,不是差不多,
no difference, but a lot of difference.
是天差地别,
it's like heaven and earth.
是绝对不一样,
and absolutely not the same.
弟兄姊妹,我大声几乎啊,
and I speak loudly so that you can hold on to this point.
所以往后去你读到圣经中间, 使徒们所讲到这些的美德的时候, 你要想到这是主。
When you read through at the virtue mentioned in the Bible, this is our Lord.
对不起,我们的时间没有了, 我只能, 简单地说,
I'm sorry, the time is up and I need to just briefly talk.
弟兄姊妹们, 在教会中我们必须清楚一件事情, 只有主的性格能够持守主的见证。
We as the church, we must have the character of Christ to preserve this testimony.
所以今天我们的主要在我们身上做工。
So today the Lord wants to work within us.
他已经把他的生命赐给我们。
He already given us his life.
但是他要叫他的生命中的性情性格呢,取代我们原来旧有的生命的性情和性格。
But he wants to replace our life, he replaced our character with his life and his character.
所以我们基督徒需要追求。
So we as Christians need to pursue
for it. 你不要以为说基督徒光是夹着圣经做礼拜的, 不, 你要追求。
Christian is not just to take the Bible and go to church, but we need to pursue for
it. 这个追求在哪里呢?
How do you pursue?
在教会的侍奉里。
In the ministry of the church.
在家庭的生活里。
In the life of the
church. 在社会的生活里。
In the life in the society.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 所以呢, 罗马书第八章讲说神是万事互相效力叫什么叫爱神的人得益处。
So Romans 8 talk about God will have all things to the benefit to those who love him.
你得什么益处呢?
What kind of benefit?
就把你磨成神儿子的形象。
To become the likeness of our Lord.
这个才是万事互相效力这个最大的这个益处。
This is the benefit of all things working together.
但是你如果不爱主的话呢?
But if you do not love the Lord,
你不肯追求的话呢?
If you do not pursue,
这些功课都从你身上过去,
all these lessons will pass you by.
那就非常的可惜。
It will be very regretful.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要有一种好的性格,
today we must have good character,
就是主的性格,
and our Lord's character,
能够持守主所托付我们的见证。
So we can hold fast to the testimony given to us.
主对腓拉铁菲的教会有这样一种的警戒。
And God had this warning to the church of Philadelphia.
他说你要持守你所有的。
You need to hold fast to what you have.
免得人得去你的冠冕。
So that people cannot take away your crown.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主很快就要回来了。
The Lord will return soon.
所以愿我们每个弟兄姊妹在教会中间都能成为柱石。
So that we may God make us all, each one of us,
都能成为柱板。
To become this board.
我们不仅能把主的见证把它撑起来。
That we can hold up the testimony of our Lord.
并且能经得起环境的考验。
And can withstand the testing of the
environment. 经得起地上的这种变化。
Withstand all the changes on this earth.
让主回来的时候。
So when our Lord comes back,
他能看见在这里有一般百姓。
He will see that these people here,
主的见证显明在他们身上。
The testimony have been revealed.
这就叫主的心能够得到满足。
Then he will be pleased with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在他的面前也能够得到他的称许。
Then we will be praised by him before him.
所以请我们记得。
So let us remember.
我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后。
After we have been saved as Christians.
神呼召我们做他的见证人。
God calls to be his witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你要做主的见证人。
You need to be a witness for God.
第一个，你必须要追求认识主。
The first, you need to pursue knowing him.
认识神的心意。
To know his heart.
第二个，要好好的顺服圣灵的膏油。
To be obedient to the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
引入一些真实的经历。
So that he can guide into the true experience. So that you can have a practical.
你也要学习在属灵生命上老练，能够有分辨力。
And you need to learn to be able to discern in the Spirit.
你也需要在神跟前建立合用的性格，能够持守主的这个见证。
You also need to build up good godly character so that you can preserve the testimony.
今天你有了认识，
but today you only have
你有了经历，
and if you have experience,
你也会分辨，
you have discernment.
结果性格不行，到最后还是失败。
But if you don't have character, then you will still fail.
所以愿主用这些话呢，提醒我们，
May Lord use His word to remind us, to help us.
也引我们所有的弟兄姊妹进入这些话语的实际。
To enter to the reality of these words.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的神，我们的父亲，我们满心的感谢你。
Our God, our Father, we praise you and thank you.
这次是你把我们一同聚在这里。
You have gathered us here today.
也是你把你自己的话语赏赐给我们。
And you have given us your words.
父啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你把你的儿子耶稣基督赏赐给我们。
You have given us your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
让我们从他得到救恩,
so that we can have salvation.
我们成了神的儿女,
we become children of God.
父啊,
oh Father,
知道我们不仅能够蒙恩成为神的儿女,
not only we can become your children,
你也要让我们为着你的儿子耶稣基督做见证,
so that we can also be witnesses for your Lord, for your Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们每一个你的儿女都是见证人。
May each one of us, your children, will become the witness.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你拣选我们这些软弱、败坏的人来为你的儿子做见证。
You have chosen us as wicked people, unworthy people, to be your witnesses.
我们身上何等需要你自己的工作。
We need the work of you.
我们求你改变我们。
May you change us.
我们求你开启我们。
May you reveal to us.
我们求你坚固我们。
May you strengthen us.
好叫我们真正在今天这个黑暗、荒凉、败坏的时代里面。
So that in this dark generation,
在仇敌多方面的攻击、试探、引诱底下，
in the many attack and temptation from our enemies,
能为着耶稣基督的见证站稳了脚步。
So we can stand firm as a witness for you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
在这个工作里面，你赐给我们多少的祝福。
You have given us so many blessings in this work.
赐给我们多少的恩典。
Give us so much grace.
父啊
，O Father，
我们低头敬拜你。
We bow our head and pray.
愿你早日差遣你的儿子回来。
May our Lord come back soon.
愿他在地上，在各道各处都碰见一般爱主的人。
So in wherever he goes, he will find those people who love you.
碰见一般认识他的人。
Find a group of people who know you.
碰见一般对他有经历的人。
For the group of people who can experience you.
碰见一般持守他的人。
And a group of people who can hold fast.
父啊，我们愿意再把我们交在你的恩手中。
We again lift ourselves up to you.
愿你保守我们直到见你面的那一天。
May you preserve us until the day we see you again.
父啊，谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you to be abiding with us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
By the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.